This is the post-boo from Will Francis, who recorded live during the frightful roller coaster session. You'll probably hear, you'll hear the terror, you'll feel the fear, you'll smell the tears. How do you feel after that experience, Will Francis?
Well, it's good to be back on solid ground. I thought I was going to lose my iPhone or my MacBook Pro or my all my life at some points. It was one of those fairground roller coasters that you can sort of see the bits where they put it together, and you know what I mean. It looked like it.
You know when you you're cycling very fast and you want to brake, but you pull the wrong brake handle and you feel like you're going to go over the front of the handlebars.
Yeah,
it was very much like that. Apart from it was a bit higher up. And
the reality of a possible fatality was a bit more potent.
Yeah, it felt dangerous. We feel pretty dangerous.
Well, yeah.
I think it just proves our edge.
I do. I mean, we came to a very middle class comedy concert. You know, Eddie Izzard.
Well, some people would say that was edgy.
Well, yeah. Well, it was quite edgy, but we just felt we wanted to put a bit of an edge on the night because.
We're more of an edge.
Yeah.
We felt the edge wasn't sharp enough.
No.
So we sharpened the edge with a ride on a kid's roller coaster. And now we're walking through the O2 and I'm holding out my iPhone to Will Francis' face while he talks into him and look like a right bunch of idiots. But again, that's what you could classify as edge.
We are at the O2. I mean, it's not hard to. I mean, it's quite hard to look like an idiot.
Yeah, I think we're proving it's possible.
Yeah.
And have you got any more feelings you'd like to share?
I'd just like to take this opportunity to say...
Not just feelings about tonight, nothing deep and personal.
That was going to be a big moment. It's been good. It's been pleasurable coming to the Millennium Dome.
We haven't even mentioned Eddie Izzard, have we?
Yeah, he was funny. He was funny, but I've never seen him before. But I thought he was funny and surreal, and took you on strange, you know, anecdotal journeys.
Whimsical.
Yeah, no, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
there were
many lols to be had.
Yeah, it was a stadium full of lols.
I personally did lol. On a lol factor of 1 to 12, how many lols would you say you reached?
1 to 12, 8. I did a lot of that sort of like semi laughing out loud.
Some of it was inner lols.
It was sort of like that sort of.
Some of it was like, yeah, I'd. Some of it was like, I'll laugh to that myself inside. Yeah. I won't share that laughter.
I recognise that's funny, but I don't need to prove it to everyone in here that I think it's funny.
Exactly. They don't need to hear it. They're laughing themselves.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
So I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes me feel better about myself because I'm laughing on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I am as well, but I'm also, because I'm 6'5", I'm also plagued with the guilt of sitting in front of anybody, which tends to happen wherever I go and sit at gigs. So.
On the level, on the guilt factor of 1 to 6'5", how many inches would you say you were guilty?
I was guilty up to the... at least the first 4 feet.
Yeah.
I felt worse.
You felt worse? When did you feel worse? I know we're going on a tangent, but it's tell us.
I still feel a bit bad about, you know, some of the crueler things I did as a child to other children. You know, those sort of like...
Tell us.
Kicking him in the face. Mud in the face. That was always a good one.
Always the face with you, Francis.
Yeah.
Facey Francis. You've got... just under a minute now to
confess your sins,
that's for another boo. But we just need to wrap it up for Christmas.
Yeah, well, you know, you can look back and just learn from the bad things you did.
30 seconds.
And you can...
Don't hog it.
You can learn and show goodwill and help to build goodwill towards your fellow men.
Is that just because you're called Goodwill?
Yeah. I love a lot of goodwill around the festive season.
Okay. Yeah, just be nice to people, and if they're nice, then just continue being nice. And if they're not nice, because it's in the Bible, then just
take them out of your phone book.
Just kill them.
Yeah.